For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center
is on alert.
With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
WSB.
WSB. Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:07 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. All week I've been promoting the guest on the show tonight, and she did not stand me up, unlike most women in my life. She is comedian extraordinaire Wendy Liebman in town at the Punchline this weekend.
Never stand you up.
Wendy, welcome back to Atlanta. It's been
not too long.
Is it a whole year already?
They told me I was here in January, they being like...
The booking agent.
Yeah. So it's been a little less than a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back. And you brought some arm candy with you tonight. Dusty Slay,
all right.
Nashville comedian, will be the featured act this weekend at the Punchline.
We've worked together before at the Punchline.
Yeah, the old Punchline we did. Yeah.
Now the legendary.
They moved the Punchline. Yeah. It's now in Buckhead.
At the Landmark Diner.
Oh, yeah.
Which is... Was that last year? Were you at the old Punchline or the new one?
New one.
Okay.
And the Landmark Diner is actually, they own another diner in my hometown.
Get out,
it's
really?
The Landmark Diner.
That's so amazing.
It's crazy, small world.
So this will be your first time, Dusty, at the new Punchline?
No, or? I was here about 6 months ago at the Punchline.
Oh, very cool.
He's that funny that people want him back.
So as a headlining comedian, which you are, and you're a featured act, right? Am I getting the terminology right? Is it kind of like Tinder? How do you get to choose who's your...
Do I swipe?
Yeah, do you swipe to Dusty and say, this is who I want? How does that work?
No, usually the... Well, it depends. It depends.
If it were like Tinder, the features would all swipe yes,
yes.
To every headliner. Every headliner. Please.
Is that like Snapchat?
I don't know. Come on.
I don't know. I heard there's another one, Grindr, and I don't know. That, I'm married.
That's dude on dude is the Grindr.
I met my husband online at the supermarket. He was checking me out. Okay.
Does it vary? I mean, do you have an agent that says, all right, you're working with Dusty Slay this weekend, or is it the comedy club that liaisons?
It's a little bit of everything. Yeah. Like, sometimes I can say, like, I know Mia Jackson, who lives here in
she's
Atlanta.
Awesome.
And
love
she's
awesome. Love her.
She's featured for me a couple of times. So
don't tell her, but I have a massive crush
really?
On her. She is adorable and hilarious, which is a deadly combo in my book.
I know.
Not that Dusty isn't strikingly handsome. A little too much facial hair for my yeah. liking.
Well,
but
it is. Oh, no. November's over.
Yeah. Shave that puppy, dude.
I know.
I did.
It's always no shave for me.
I did.
Yes.
So I'm very interested about the dynamics between the headliner and the feature. So... At one point in your career, obviously you didn't start as a headliner.
Right.
You were a feature. Who did you feature for? Name a headliner when you're coming up and you're like, oh, this is good. I'm on my way.
Well, I opened for a lot of people.
Okay.
Like early on when I started in Boston, I got to open for Seinfeld.
Oh, wow,
at the
really?
Worcester Centrum, I want to say it was. No,
Worcester, Mass?
But it couldn't have been the Centrum because
that's a big joint.
40,000 people or something. No, but it was some theater in Worcester, Mass.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, wow.
How was he back then?
So
was he a
cool.
nice guy?
So nice. Like, he listened to my act and he gave me suggestions, like, get out of the business. No, he said, like, he gave me taglines and stuff.
I saw him, it's probably 2 years ago now, maybe even a little more, at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, which is a grand old theater, beautiful. And I'm a huge Seinfeld fan, but I never saw him do live stand-up. And I set the bar really low. I'm like, he's probably not that good. And I had my doors blown off how funny he was. He was amazingly talented.
And we just, my husband and I just watched all of Seinfeld, like from the beginning.
So good.
I can't believe how much material that guy.
How did you not get on that show?
Well, I didn't move out to LA until probably it was winding up.
Okay.
So.
Because Jerry was good at throwing stand-ups bones in that program, you know?
Yes, I recognized a lot of comedians. Mm-hmm. From everybody from Dom Herrera
exactly.
John Burnett, a comedian named Anita Wise. She was a waitress in the cafe that they went to.
I think I know the one where she pointed the middle finger at the menu. Was that the one? Was that the waitress?
No, this was like in the first or second episode. Okay. So, but in the first episode, Elaine wasn't even in it.
No, and Jerry had different parents. Different dad. Yeah, different
and
dad.
And Kramer, that wasn't his name. It was like another K name or something.
And George was basically, Jason Alexander, by the way, I think was so good in that show, but he was basically, he wasn't George in that first episode. He was Woody Allen.
Right.
He was just doing a straight up Woody Allen impression.
Right. I saw Jason Alexander, I did a benefit in LA recently for ALS, and he was on the show, and he blew the roof off.
Really?
Jason Alexander, he's a showman.
Doing stand-up.
He did singing and dancing, and he was phenomenal.
That's awesome.
He does this bit about like wanting to be on Broadway, and they always tell him he's wrong for every part. So he sang a little from everything from like Phantom to Book of Mormon.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, to Hamilton. I didn't see Hamilton yet.
But I can't afford the tickets.
I did see the off-Broadway show Jefferson, and that wasn't as... It was more like just hip.
Yeah,
not as... But and then I heard that the show Cats is coming back to Broadway 8 more times. You know, because
it has 9 lives.
All right, you know what? Enough of it.
Understood. Wendy Liebman's at the Punchline this weekend. Dusty Slay is the feature. Dusty, in your up and coming, burgeoning, meteoric rise, have you opened for someone that really knocked your socks off? Besides Wendy, obviously.
Yeah, Wendy Liebman. Yeah, I mean, there's so many people. I mean, I think that you get surprised by people. There's a comic, John Morgan, that I don't think anyone knows, and he's the Raging Cajun, and he blew me away with what he does.
Yeah.
You know, so I meet so many people. I don't always get to do great rooms like the Punchline and work with Wendy, so I'm all over the place.
You'll do whatever.
I love seeing, like, whoever my feature act is, I love watching comedy that I haven't seen before.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's one of the reasons I started doing stand-up is, like, I got into see free comedy shows all, you know, for years. And
19 years ago, I tried to get a job at the Punchline, pre-Jamie Bendel, I believe, because I just wanted to see the shows for free.
Right.
Like, I'll bust tables, I'll wait tables, whatever.
What happened?
I didn't pass the drug test. No, I'm just kidding.
You were eating too many poppy seeds.
It was just
the Seinfeld episode.
Exactly. A poppy lemon muffin. The schedule didn't work with the radio. I was working early morning, but I'm with you. I just wanted to see. All right, here's a question, Wendy. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with this.
Okay.
Has there ever been someone that opened for you that turned out to be someone that became a big deal?
Oh, for sure. I have a list.
Okay.
Everybody from Jim Gaffigan.
Wow.
These are people who opened for me over the years. Ray Romano.
No kidding.
Mitch Hedberg.
Rest in peace.
I
don't know if I've ever seen Ray Romano do stand-up. Does he still do stand-up?
He does.
Yeah.
We just did a different benefit.
Look at you. You're on the benefit circuit.
Can I just tell you, though, I love doing benefits because it makes me feel like less egotistical, or
sure.
Like I'm giving back, and I do so many benefits.
Yeah, when you get to the pearly gates, you have a list. You say, God, look at all these benefits
right,
I did.
Look what I did.
I didn't donate anything, but
Ray Romano is so fun. Like, he does great stand up. He's talking now about how at his age, he tries to befriend a lot of doctors.
Yes, that's funny. I always say, in your social circle, you should always have certain occupations covered.
Right.
You want a dentist,
right.
You want a doctor, always you want a lawyer friend. So even if you don't like these people, be friends with. You need to have a doctor friend.
Somebody who will sell your stuff on eBay.
Yeah, an eBay friend.
An eBay friend.
Veterinarian friend is very important. If I know you have an adorable dog.
Thank you, JJ.
JJ is adorable.
JJ,
you can find him on Instagram all the time.
He's trying to poison me with his gases.
No. JJ's got digestive issues.
He is so funny. My husband said he finally found, we've had him for about 4 years, or 3.5 years. We finally found a food that he'll eat right away. I mean, it sounds like nothing.
Is it dog food or is it human food?
It's human food.
Oh, no.
Because he won't eat dog food.
What have you given? What do you give him now?
It's a meatloaf that we buy at Ralph's.
That's hilarious.
Ralph's is the name of our
supermarket.
Supermarket, yeah. Which is a funny name for a store that sells food.
Right, Ralph. Yeah,
made famous in The Big Lebowski, if you will. When Lebowski went in to
get the very beginning. Yeah.
I know both coasts very well, Wendy.
Do you come to L.A.?
I do. My three best friends in high school live in L.A.
Where?
Do you know? One in Beverly Hills, one in Santa Monica, and one in West Hollywood? Gay Hollywood? Is that West Hollywood?
West Hollywood, yeah.
Gay Hollywood, yeah.
Well, so we all have to get together when you come to L.A.
I'd love to. I would live there. I totally would live there in L.A. I like it.
But this is where your job and family are.
Well, job, anyway. Family can families come and go, but jobs stay forever.
I have three former roommates that live in L.A. They live with me, and then they move all the way across the
country.
Do
you, as an up-and-comer, Dusty, do you feel the pressure to move to either New York or in L.A.?
Not really. I like to visit and try to do comedy there, but I like I like living in the South and working that market. Yeah. I do the Midwest and the South a lot, and I've been venturing out west a bit. So they get my trailer park jokes. They get tornado jokes.
Bismarck, North Dakota? How far west can you go?
I've been to Fargo, North Dakota.
Beautiful.
Not to Bismarck, but...
I've been to Fargo.
Yeah.
It really is cold.
It is. It's really cold.
It's like Canada cold.
I was there months ago, and it was colder than it is here right now.
Yeah.
Months ago. In the summer.
I've never been to North Dakota. I've been to Wyoming. That's a cold state.
I've never been to Wyoming. That's the state I haven't been to.
It's gorgeous, though. It's very, very beautiful, but...
Alaska.
Oh yeah.
Have you done the USO tours or any of that where you go to the?
I haven't done that because I'm scared of helicopters and.
Really.
I think I would have to get in one to but I know a lot of comedians who perform for the troops, and God bless them.
Yeah.
You know.
We can boat you over there. I mean, we don't need to chopper you in.
Hey, I'll perform for veterans. I'll do a benefit in L.A. How's that?
A benefit for veterans.
But. Yeah. Have you ever done any
It hasn't come up. Haven't been offered, but...
It will. There's some comedians who just do that, like that.
That's their gig,
Yeah.
I know a guy who said he stood on a tank and did comedy for 12 soldiers with no microphone, and they were great. So it was a great audience.
No heckling.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have guns.
Yeah, right. You don't want a heckler.
Right.
They didn't bomb.
Can you guys hang out for one more second?
Yes, all right,
Wendy Liebman, Dusty Slay, at the Punchline this weekend, two shows we found out tomorrow night, 8 and 10, 8 and 11, 6 and 10, whatever. All the details online at punchline.com.
Yeah, you can three buy shows, tickets 6, there. 8, 10.
Oh, right? Three shows. All right. Who knows? Just show up whenever. Show up at the diner at 9 a.m., have breakfast.
It's open 24 hours.
Exactly. Have a milkshake for lunch, and then you'll see some comedy.
It's the best club food that you can get.
The best.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You get matzo ball soup, spaghetti and meatballs, and cheesecake. There's no other...
I never eat club food. When I'm here, I eat every.
No, usually it's fried and.
Oh yeah.
You want chicken fingers or?
We've seen the kitchen.
right.
Beautiful stuff. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back. Okay. This is the Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show, brought to you by Low T Nation.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Mark Arum with you every Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Comedians Wendy Liebman and Dusty Slay in studio. They're at the Punchline tomorrow night. Three shows. You just pick whatever time you want them to perform, and you'll show up at the Landmark Diner. New Punchline location. Dusty's first appearance at the new... No, you've been there 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Wendy was there a year ago, so this is old hat for you. The comedians I've talked to said it's a decent room. It's a very intimate room.
I love it. I mean, people were nervous at first that the club was moving, but it's great.
Is there a green room in the new location?
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it graffitied up already?
It's not green. It's not green.
I understood. But I remember the old Punchline Room. You had comedians just writing with the markers on the wall.
We better start writing on the walls.
We should.
Tag it up.
I'm bringing my Sharpie.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to write my name on the old one, and then they got rid of it.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think it might be preserved somewhere.
I have a menu from the old Punchline.
You do?
Yeah. I've got that. I wanted one souvenir. I said, Jamie, give me a menu. So he got me a menu. And a Jay Leno headshot.
Really?
I didn't. He wouldn't give it to me. all right. So folks obviously want more information on you two hilarious people. Wendy, where can we find you on the web and social media and all that stuff?
I'm at wendyliebman.com. And I'm on Twitter and Facebook. It's just my name, Liebman, L-I-E-B-M-A-N. And, you know, we're going to do 3 shows Saturday, and then I might go door to door after that. So
love it. Yeah, stand up, just keep it walking going. Around. And Dustin, is your first name real Dustin?
Dusty.
But is Dustin your given name?
It is. Excellent. My given name, yeah.
Do you switch up names depending on the situation?
No, like, they named me Dustin, and no one ever called me that. Not even my parents. They don't call me Dustin now.
That's like if you get pulled over and they say, what's your name, son? Dustin.
Right. You know, I think they wanted me to have a decent name, and then they were going to call me Dusty.
Yeah, that's all right. How can we learn more about you, Dusty?
Dusty Slay. It's everywhere. At Dusty Slay, Instagram, Twitter. My website's dustyslay.com.
Very cool.
I'm still on MySpace, so I...
How's that working out for you? That was a colossal collapse.
Well, I actually never went on MySpace. I thought I was like not past it, but too old for that. And then when Facebook came out, I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yes.
And then I was
made the right choice.
On board.
I was on MySpace, and that was the place to be.
But people met like their spouses on MySpace.
And then overnight, Facebook just demolished it. It crushed it.
Well, MySpace opened up creepiness for everyone.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then Facebook made you put your real name and a real face, and you were like... It
game changer.
It seemed less creepy.
Game changer. All right, he is not creepy. He is Dusty Slay. Wendy Liebman is slightly creepy, but in a funny way. She's at the Punchline this weekend. Go see him, punchline.com. News, weather, and traffic next. This is The Mark Arum Show. King of the town.
Yeah, I've been that. You know I... I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Cobb to Cherokee.
Carroll to Gwinnett.
Fulton to Forsyth.
All the metro.
You'll get severe weather.
A traffic riddler.
Breaking news immediately.
Accurate.
From the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
Live and festive in the Publix Holiday Headquarters studio at WSB.
All he had was his mother's name. Now he's mobile, and he's got to make a change and make it for the best.
Mark Arum, your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Low T Chuck heard us bashing him, say we were going to take 2 stars away from him for bailing on the show. He came back beer in hand after the Eric Erickson.
I'm off the clock.
How did the Erickson broadcast go?
It was good.
It's going to be rebroadcast after this.
Yes.
So at midnight. Yep. So I'll listen on my way home.
Yeah.
Nice seeing all those people. They were a great bunch of people in there.
Yeah, it was great. We need to do something like that.
Yeah, it was very good. And they were a lot younger than I expected.
Yeah.
The average age of the listener.
And that was
there.
That was the way he set it up. It was totally computer generated.
Totally on Tinder.
Exactly.
Totally on Tinder. He's like, all right, you're an attractive woman. You're an attractive woman. You're an attractive woman. So that'll be on at midnight. I want to discuss this story real quick. It's been floating around a lot in the last couple of days. The Mona Lisa story. Have you guys heard this? Justin Farmer joins us in studio from Channel 2 Action News.
Yeah.
So basically, this guy's been... Mona Lisa, the most famous painting of all time. He's been studying it with some sort of highfalutin machinery. And there's like paintings underneath Mona Lisa. So Da Vinci would like reuse canvases.
Right.
So now they're like being able to see what is underneath the Mona Lisa. It's like total the Da Vinci Code kind of stuff. It's like all funky, which is great and all. But I was thinking about this. My generation, no one I know, any of my friends, and granted, I've got a limited, whacked out social circle, none of my friends collects any sort of art.
No.
Do you know anyone?
Fatheads?
Basically, yeah. Fatheads and like those pictures, the 3D image pictures.
The 3D art.
Farrah Fawcett, maybe the original 70s Farrah Fawcett poster.
Do you guys collect art? Like, Farmer, you probably have
real art.
Yeah, like real art.
No, come on.
I mean, not Mona Lisa stuff, but like actual paintings and stuff. Do you have that on your wall?
Like, tiptoe into it, barely.
Yeah.
But I mean, not the serious stuff.
Is that, that's like, who,
I mean, oil on canvas is very expensive.
It is.
Yeah.
But I mean, and if Justin Farmer, who's making nine figures a year anchoring the Nightbeat at 11, is not buying art, there's no chance me, Low T, and Longoria. No. Longoria, you have a nice house, two kids, a wife. You have any like legitimate art on the wall?
No, my cousin before he became a tattoo artist. I mean, he did a lot of paintings, and I have a whole bunch of his that I like. That
but you
did.
Have actual paintings.
Yeah,
like by a tattoo artist.
Yeah, my cousin. Well, my cousin lived with me, and every once in a while, if he did a painting that I liked, I'd buy it from him.
All right, so that's good. Yeah. Buford, I'm not even going to bother asking.
Do you guys...
Is Buford even in the house?
Do you guys remember the posters we used to put on the wall where when you turn the black light on? Black light. Like, yeah. It was the Ozzy Osbourne exactly. Nonsense. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. So, but what my point is, like, art, there's no one buying art. Like, unless you're 70 or older and you're well off, no one younger than is really buying art anymore, are they?
It is very wealthy people.
That's it, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
I have one painting in my house, and I bought it in Key West, Florida. Went down there years ago, and there was an artist there, and he was a Russian guy. It was really good.
Yeah.
Blutarsky or something was his last name. I don't know. And it was a snowy scene of New York City, and I was like trying to impress a girl. I was like, yeah, let's, I'm going to buy this. So I bought it.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty expensive. But that's the only time I ever bought art, and it was only to impress a girl. But I think art is – that's my question here. Is anyone out there buying art? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
If I had money, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, if I had money, I would.
No, you wouldn't. I have money, and I don't buy art.
Well, that doesn't mean that... how do you know I wouldn't go buy it?
Because there's other... When you have money, there's other stuff to buy.
I like Van Gogh and stuff. We went to his museum when
You're not buying a Van Gogh, Longoria.
Well, if I had money, I would. If I had good money, I'd buy a Van Gogh.
If you if you were a billionaire, you'd
or
spend
a Dolly.
$80 million on a Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Now I know I'm getting you for Christmas.
Sweet. I like Dolly also, so any Dolly.
Like, I've had Salvador Dali posters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I've never, I just think art in our generation is dying. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. What do you got cooking on the Nightbeat tonight, JF?
All right, so here's the deal. This is crazy. The guy loses his dog. There's a 14-day policy where he doesn't get to the shelter in time for whatever reason. He claims he was looking for it via other means.
Mm-hmm.
Woman adopts dog. He shows up, has the paperwork.
After the 14-day period.
After 14 days.
Yeah.
Finds where the dog is, goes to the woman's house. She calls the cops. He gets arrested and gets a
restraining order?
Correct. Restraining order. So she says, hey, leave me alone. I went through the process legally.
Yeah.
He said, dude, it's my dog. Yeah. I raised it. It's healthy. Never hurt it. I have the paperwork. They're an impasse. She legally is in the right. Thoughts?
She's got to give the dog back.
Right.
How long has she had the dog for? A week?
Yeah, 15
days.
Yeah,
no, you got to give the dog back. Absolutely.
Because I thought...
As long as the guy can prove that he's a good dog owner.
Yeah, he's got
owner,
the papers.
Yeah.
The question, though, is, dude, where were you for 14 days? And when you see his face, you know, he looks like he might have been asleep for 10 of the 14.
I think, yeah.
But we cover this
like
at 11.
If the lady's had the dog for 2 years and he comes back.
No, it's like happening now.
Yeah, give him the dog back.
Can you name one other category in society? You can go get your truck back.
Yeah.
Of course, your kid, your toy,
yeah.
A big wheel you could lay claim to.
Anything, yeah. But not the dog. All right, that's on the night at the Nightbeat.
It's awesome.
I think the woman's got to give the dog back, right?
No, like, I would.
After a week,
yeah, definitely.
And I couldn't, as a dog owner, or even if I adopted a dog and then somebody's like, hey, this was mine, here's the paper, I went, oh my God, here's your dog.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do that.
But after a year, I might not.
That's different.
Yeah, because you've grown attached to it.
But a couple of weeks or a week?
Yeah, she can go adopt another dog.
Yeah, I had a dog that I found for 2 weeks. And finally, like the day that he was about to go get neutered, basically, because I was going to take him because I was going to claim it was mine. They came to me and they were like, we were on Christmas vacation. He must have gotten out with the people that were watching him. And we just found your flyers right now. And I gave them back to him.
And you're going to have it neutered by your cousin, the tattoo artist.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Kenneth's in Kennesaw. Kenneth, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, man, unless the sales weasel gets on that Kikoman contract, I'm going to have to go with Tom.
Tom or Tony?
Was it Tony?
Tony was the third one.
Yes, the third one.
Okay.
And by the way, did I hear you say you bought a Blutarsky?
Yeah.
Is that like Bluto? Bluto?
Yeah.
Animal House?
0.0.
Oh, okay. Blutarsky.
No, right. It's a Russian. It's not Blutarsky, obviously, but it's some sort of. It's some sort of Russian name like that. It's a really cool painting, but it's the only painting I've ever purchased in my life.
I have the Kramer.
You have the Kramer, but it's not an actual painting.
No, Lord, yeah, no, you can't get that one.
I've got the Costanza.
I got a frame, though.
I've got the frame Costanza in my office with, you know, the Art of Seduction poster.
Love that one.
Yeah. All right, Kent, do you have art, Kenneth?
I do, but I didn't buy it. It was given to me by my grandmother.
Exactly. How that's.
And it is an oil painting.
Sure,
and,
but you didn't buy it.
No, but it was also, no, I did not buy
are
it.
But that's the point here is, if you're an artist, this is like the worst time ever to be an artist. Because no one's buying paintings. Nobody. Or sculptures? Who's buying sculptures?
I guess it depends on what city you're in or where you're at.
Yeah, maybe. I think if you can get into like industrial design sculptures for buildings and stuff, you can get your. But how much could you make on that?
I don't know. Like my parents, when they were my age, bought paintings. Like there's paintings in
house. My house. My parents have tons of them.
They bought paintings. They bought art. In my 41 years in life, I bought one painting in my life, and my parents have like dozens.
I've never bought one.
No one does. Noah's and Conyer knows. You have any art in your house? Any paintings or anything?
No paintings. Got some folk art here and there, but that's
all right.
Not it.
That counts.
But Tony gets my vote.
Tony Marietta gets your vote?
It definitely. And to be honest with you about the dog thing, I know you don't want to go off the rails on it, but if the guy takes him, pays her the adoption fee that she had to pay and maybe a little reward on the side, that's his dog.
Yeah.
He should offer that at least.
Give her $100, but there's no way that she should keep that dog in good conscience. He's neck and neck right now with Tony and Marietta. He is the Peter of the soy sauce. Pete, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, Marker. How are you?
Congrats on making the final three of the voiceover contest.
Well, I just tuned it in a little bit ago, but I got to give my vote to Tony because I wasn't prepped when I did it last night.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's very gracious of you, Soy Sauce.
Well, as far as the dog, we could, sponsored by Kiko Man, of course, we could come up with a song.
Let me just put this out
you
there right now.
The dog back. You give the dog back. But anyways, no.
Listen, if Kiko Man calls up and decides to sponsor Sanjay, we're going to go ahead and go with that. If you can get money on this show, Tony, or Soy Sauce, you'll beat Tony in the contest.
Well, I mean, she got to give that dog back. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
Don't you think?
Oh, after having it for a week, just a week, yeah, you get attached to it after a week, but it's not your dog. Longoria, find me.
What was your other topic?
Art. Do you own art? You're old enough. You probably have art on the wall.
Oh, art. Well, okay. I wanted to ask you, do you consider baseball cards or any kind of trading cards as art?
No.
Because, the George Mikan rookie card just sold for almost $500,000.
I know. It's crazy. Those are collectibles, not art. I'm a big baseball card collector, but I don't consider that art. Now, that's like, for example, so on my wall, I have every Sandy Koufax card ever made, framed with an autograph and a picture. Like, that's what's on my wall. Not art. Baseball stuff. Sports stuff.
But it's on your wall. To me, that's art. But,
Yeah, but it's not painting. Like, people aren't buying paintings and... You have a painting on your wall, Tone? Pete? Why do I keep calling you Tone?
Yeah, I know. You're confusing us. But I do give my vote to Tony because he did better and,
I like yours. I like yours, Pete, to be honest. You got the sponsor in there. You're like,
I don't know. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's on the wall. It's art.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
I disagree.
$48,000.
The velvet painting of Elvis that Buford has on his on his wall above the futon. Not art.
His wife has a velvet of Jesus on
her
wall.
There you go. See, that's not art to me. It's cute. It's kitsch. It's not art. Does anyone buy art anymore? 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter at Mark Arum. You got to vote on the Mark Arum Twitter poll, folks. MarkArum. This is the Mark Arum Show. Some karma's going to get you.
Going to look you right in the face. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750. WSB.
Brett on Twitter, Longoria, wants to know if your cousin can give him a tattoo.
Sure, if he goes to Texas.
Texas? I said Mexico. So he's in Texas.
Yeah, close enough. He's in Corpus.
Do you own art? Nancy joins us in Vinings. Nancy, do you have any art on your walls?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Well, I figured as much. Your generations are art collectors. Our generations are not.
Well, no, some of it, the majority of it I inherited from my grandmother. I did purchase a reproduction of the Mona Lisa at the Louvre in Paris, and then my sister and I got a self-portrait by Rembrandt, and my sister got the one he had done of his mother.
Not the actual original.
No,
one.
Not the actual one. No. But even those. But that was, you know, that was a good. I hate to say 50 years ago. I've only purchased two in the past 35 years, I guess. So like a seascape.
Oh, that's nice. So you're still see. I don't know. I guess I'm just not in the mindset when I go places to buy art. Randy's an art collector in Roswell. Randy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Mark. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, sir.
Well, in the last year, I purchased over $20,000 worth of art. In the last 3 years, I probably purchased over $150,000 worth of art.
What kind of art are you getting?
Well, it ranges. I'm very eclectic. Mm-hmm. My late wife, who passed away about 3 years ago.
I'm sorry.
We always went to the Santa Fe Indian Market for about 25 years in a row. And Santa Fe is a wonderful art market and a wonderful destination in the country to attend during the Indian Market.
Let me jump in for a second, Randy. Have you always been an art collector, or is this something, you know, in the last 5 to 10 years?
I have always been a collector. My wife and I were married for 36 years. Mm-hmm. And over those 36 years, we accumulated a tremendous amount of artwork ranging from modern art.
Can you hang on 1 second, Randy?
Sure.
All right, because I want to continue this conversation, but we've got to jump away for news, weather, and traffic. When we come back, I want to ask Randy if he's doing this for enjoyment or investment. They make you feel small. Are you buying art for enjoyment or investment if you are purchasing art? And I think Randy's in that age group where people buy art. I just think under 40, no one's buying art anymore. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Little Sanjay, a.k.a. Chunky Luckbox, Lucky Chunkbox, he'll be next after news, weather, traffic. It's the Mark Arum Show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.